As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our October 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, yeah, we're going to all those places today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. Imagine that. And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Let me also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhosts@centurytel.net. bvlhosts@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Oh, my goodness, what a list. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com, and be sure and visit OracleBroadcasting.com's webpage. Check out our show archives, over a year's worth of broadcasting for your perusal and enjoyment. This morning, precious metals solidly poised to chart fresh gains on a weakening U.S. dollar. We'll talk about that. Bernanke plans to use fear of inflation to stimulate shopping. Oh, yeah. Don Quixote's windmills and ethanol gas bags drive the green agenda. We'll go there, too. U.S. global development goals, Agenda 21 implementation strategy. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time once again finds gold up $6.40 in early trading at $1,356.90 a troy ounce. Silver up 18 cents at $23.49 a troy ounce. Platinum up 19 bucks at $1,695. And palladium up 5 bucks at $586 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Pretty nice little spread developing in there. The low is at $1,354.20, and the high is at $1,362.20. We've got a pretty good spread developing. At $1,356.90 an ounce, your gold is up $291.40 year to year for a 27.38% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London ran up their little flags, dinged the bell, and set the price at $1,358.50. It's been above that already this morning. We'll get into the SPDR gold shares, the Dow Jones, the equities, and all the rest of that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back again into our market report for this morning. Again, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lots happening, you know, in the precious metals market. As we say before, solidly poised to chart fresh gains on a weakening U.S. dollar. And that ain't all. But anyway, let's get back into our market report, close it out, and put it behind us. We see gold up as 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago, up $6.40. It's going to chart some new highs today, I have a distinct feeling, at $1,356.90, clearly above the 1350 mark, heading for 1400. Silver up 18 cents at 2349. Will it clear the $24 mark soon? I think it will. Platinum up $19 at $1,695 an ounce, and palladium also doing very well, up $5 at $586 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares overnight, no change whatsoever. They claim to hold 1,287.33 metric tons of gold in their electronic trading box. Whether they have it or not, it's debatable. But it's valued on the street at $55.8 billion, so don't ever take your eyes off that spider on the corner of the web with pockets that deep and hands that large. They could wreak havoc in a nanosecond. The Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning, yesterday closed up 10 at 11,020 above that $11,000 mark. On the Dow, the NASDAQ closed up 16 at 2418, and the S&P 500 closed up 4 yesterday at 1,170 this morning. Crude oil makes a huge jump, up another $1.09 a barrel, now valued at $82.76 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. delivered in Oklahoma. As they are, the U.S. dollar index and the currency war continues its decline, trying to position itself better against that renminbi and yuan. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the U.S. dollar index, the USDX, down 26 basis points at 77.05. The foreign exchange rates this morning, the Canadian loonie topping out at 99 cents, moving up 72 basis points. The Mexican peso up 13 basis points, solidly fixed at 8 cents U.S. Now trading, rounding down to get to the 8 cents as opposed to rounding up. The euro continuing to go up. That's not good news for the European Union. The euro up 13 basis points at $1.40. That's not too good for them. And it's about a 180-degree reversal, if my memory serves me right. The euro came on somewhere in the neighborhood of 70, and the U.S. dollar was at 140. Now we've flip-flopped that one around. The British pound this morning up 17 basis points at $1.58. The Swiss franc moving up again, up another 1%, or 0.1%. This morning at $1.05, so it's walking away from the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield on the U.S. Treasuries is at 0.36%. Nothing to write home to mom about. The 10-year is at 2.45% and the 30 at 3.85%. Of course, that impacts the mortgage market as well, where we find the 15-year mortgage moving down from 3.93% a month ago to 3.75% this morning as they try to entice people to come into that toxic mortgage market. The 30-year moves down from 4.56% to 4.35%. The prime rate stands at 3.25%, and that gold-silver ratio this morning, oh boy, 57.74 ounces of silver per 1 ounce of gold. Can we go back to 20? I don't know. We'll see. See how it goes. Here we go right to the Econo Day calendar here. The MBA purchase applications, again, this is the Mortgage Bankers Association. We're going to hear a lot about mortgages in the news today. But the Mortgage Bankers Association, the report out on Econo Day, housing demand remains weak. I'd say so. People wouldn't touch a house today unless they're crazy. It's some kind of a sworn affidavit from the seller that he actually has some title right or interest in that property before you got your realtor talk you into taking a loan out on something. Anyway, indicated by the Mortgage Bankers Association Purchase Applications Index, which fell a steep 8.5% in the October week. I guess the news is making the rounds. People are not jumping into the banks to take a loan. A positive in the report is a rise in applications for conventional mortgages to their highest level since the spring expiration of second-round stimulus. What's up with that? Applications for government mortgages fell back to trend to a trend following a spike ahead of tougher standards that went into effect on October the 4th. I don't understand that statement. You know, when we get into these Econo Day things, this is, you know, economic speak. You have to listen kind of carefully. I just bring it out not only to keep my mind fresh on it all, but to help you to get to understand this language a little different or a little better. Housing demand may be soft despite low rates, yet low rates are making for a surge in refinance applications. Boy, don't refinance your house until you figure out how the mortgage and the note situation is on it. Don't let somebody talk you into refinancing your house. You know, you might be sitting there on an absolute godsend. The average rate on 30-year mortgages fell 4 basis points in the week to a record low 4.21%. Refinancing made up 83% of all applications in the week. Be very careful about refinancing your house. Don't let people talk you into that. Make sure you understand completely what's going on with your note, the promissory note, which is the negotiable instrument, and your mortgage, which is the security instrument. Make sure you've got that well in mind before you get in there. Don't let them talk you into creating a new debt. All right, be real careful. So anyway, that's that one. Here's the next one. Again, off of Econo Day, new news. Import and export prices. The export prices month to month, the actual is 0.6% up. Export prices year-to-year change 5.0. Import prices off 0.3%. And import prices year-to-year change 3.5. What's it all mean? Import prices fell 0.3% in September, skewed by a 3.1% temporary downswing in petroleum prices. All right, now that's temporary. Notice the high price of a barrel of oil this morning, $82.76. So again, import prices fell 0.3% in September, skewed by a 3.1% temporary downswing in petroleum prices. Excluding fuels, import prices rose 0.3%. So whatever's bugging you, I guess, to the economists, you just take that number and you set it aside. Like they say, figures don't lie, but liars figure. They'll fudge the numbers any way they need to get them just to have you think, you know, that things are cheerful. Excluding fuels, again, import prices rose 0.3% for a second straight month. Second straight month. Yeah, wow. A lot of confidence building there. Prices for petroleum-based products, including natural gas, all show wide declines. Now, listen, though a reversal is in store, giving this month's $10 jump to $80 oil. All right, so they've got a glut of natural gas. They've got a glut on hand. They've got a glut of gasoline, you know, distillates. And they're all just, you know, overflowing and brim full. But they've just jumped the price up $10. So just watch as the prices go higher. Prices of imported finished goods show very little change, up 0.1%. For consumer goods, for a second straight month, prices of imported finished goods. That means that all the buttons are on your Chinese shirt. Of course, that's no guarantee the buttons will stay there for long. Wash it once and go buy some buttons. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. units. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflower XL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Of course, right back to the Reuters we go, with gold nearing its highest in nearly a week on Wednesday after the Federal Reserve signaled the U.S. economy may need extra stimulus. A little bit more X-lax for the monetary basket, please, which hit the dollar, while evidence of strong investment demand lifted palladium. This off of Reuters, London. New news by Amanda Cooper. Gold's inverse relation to the U.S. dollar was at its most pronounced in 6 months on a 30-day rolling basis in early European trade, helping push bullion prices to their highest since last Thursday. Of course, there's not really much of an inverse relation to the U.S. dollar. We're seeing it now, but it's been unpegged from the dollar for a long time. Spot gold rose 0.6% to $1,358 an ounce, regaining ground lost in the previous sessions. U.S. gold futures for delivery for December delivery rose 0.9% to $1,359. U.S. Federal Reserve officials believed in September the struggling recovery might soon need more help, and they discussed several ways to provide support, including the possible adoption of price level targeting, a policy in which the central bank would temporarily tolerate even higher inflation. We'll talk about that in a moment. Benjamin. Yeah, right. This put the dollar under broad pressure. That should say from the euro, the Swiss franc, and a basket of currencies. You know, it's the USDX, a basket of currencies, a trade weighted basket of currencies. Do you understand that? If you don't, go up on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com, read about it, so that when I say the USDX, you'll know what I'm saying, and it's not just words out of my mouth. This put the dollar under broad pressure again. Adding to the bullish tone in gold was Goldman Sachs' decision earlier this week to raise its 12-month price forecast for gold by about 20% to $1,650 an ounce. All right, you think it's possible? Another $300 higher? We're still very bullish. In May, we outlined $1,600 was our target. I guess that was quite aggressive at the time, and now we see everybody migrating toward that level, said the Deutsche Bank analyst Michael Lewis. All right? $1,600 gold, folks, for the end of the year. That's their target. Gold has risen by nearly 10% over the last month, in line with a 7% fall in the dollar. You still have money in the bank? Why? There's been a lot of positive sentiment run by the dollar weakness, fueled by the possibility of QE, that's quantitative easing, said Mark Pervan, the senior commodities analyst at ANZ, adding that accommodating stance in the U.S. monetary policy. You know, we have monetary policy and we have fiscal policy. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, Mr. Skanky, he sets monetary policy, and Nancy Pelosi, she sets fiscal policy, all right? Two different fans of the same balance scales. The markets are buying on a dip. I wonder what kind of dip it is this morning. And pushing things higher for gold. $1,400 is probably on the radar for the next 2 to 3 months. No problem. It might even be for the next 2 or 3 hours. Demand is up. Physical demand remains strong, and scrap selling is scarce as market players bet on a further rally in prices, according to Asian dealers, all right? That's important. They got all kinds of festivals over there. Adele Tully, precious metals strategist at UBS, said the bank's physical sales to India were above the year-to-date average of the Diwali, a key period for Indian gold buying, an auspicious time to buy gold. Separately, scrap supply is certainly visible at the refineries, but we don't believe it's at levels which on its own curtail gold rallies, she said in a note. In other words, even though there's gold stacking up in places, people selling their gold into scrap, you know, it's not driving this marketplace by any stretch of the imagination. Demand is strong. People's confidence in the U.S. dollar and other currencies is very low. And as a result, they're moving into the safe haven of the metals. This article, another little bit of a safe haven. More Chilean miners freed in a miracle rescue work. Been following this in the background. You know, really, it's just my heart goes out to these people. But Cesar Eliano and Terry Wade, this out of Chile this morning, the first of several of Chile's 33 trapped miners were hoisted to safety in a capsule barely wider than a man's shoulders on Wednesday, cheering, punching the air, and hugging their families after 2 months. 2 months, 60 days, trapped deep underground. This is a miracle from God, said Alberto Avalos, the first miner rescued, his elated uncle, who rushed to the rescue capsule as it arrived on the surface. As dawn broke over the gold and copper mine in Chile's North Atacama Desert, eight men had been liberated from the abyss in a methodical rescue operation in which the first miner was brought to the surface shortly after midnight. Rescuers, relatives, and friends broke into jubilant cheers as the miners, one by one, emerged from the mine. Oh, I'll tell you what, folks, I have a lot of respect for people who have an honest job and actually work for a living, and these people get my respect. Next up was fellow miner Mario Sepulveda, whose whoops of joy resounded on the surface even before he arrived to the laughs of waiting relatives. He stepped out of the capsule with a yellow bag, reached in and pulled out souvenir rocks from below, and slapped one in Pinera's hands. "I'm so happy," Sepulveda yelled, grinning, punching his fist in the air, and hugging everyone in sight. However, he also sounded a darkly serious note. He says, "I've been with a God, and I've been with the devil," he said later in an interview, calling for a deep change to protect workers' rights. Then came Julian Ioannis, who called the trip to the surface a cruise. Each of the men whose wore dark glasses to protect their eyes after spending so long in the dimly lit tunnel below. Like wives on the surface who had their hair and their nails done for the occasion, the men looked groomed and cleaned. Well, they've spent a record of 69 days in the hot, humid bowels of the gold and copper mine in Chile's northern Atacama Desert since it caved in on August the 5th. Rescuers expect to bring all the remaining men to safety over the next 2 days. For the first 17 days of their ordeal, the miners were all believed to be dead. Their story of survival and the extraordinary rescue operation have captured the world's attention, certainly has been mine. After weeks of drilling a narrow shaft down to the miners and preparing the special capsules, the final stage began when a rescuer descended the shaft on Tuesday night. He was hugged by the waiting miners when he reached their deep tunnel, and he took minutes to buckle Avalos into the capsule and send him to the surface. My, oh my. Well, there's a silver lining in a dark cloud. Anyway, I regained my composure a little bit. That story, I've just been watching it, in the background, and it just really, it's really something else when we're able to, do that kind of stuff. This is if you're going to take a high note, there's a high note. Here's a low note. J.P. Morgan meets estimates. Net rises 23% on lower costs. Don Kopecky writing for Bloomberg here. New news. J.P. Morgan and Chase, the second biggest U.S. bank, said its profits rose 23%. And while all of you are taking it in the shorts and you're losing your homes, you're cutting back, you've got your belt so tight and you can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, well, these guys are raking in the dough. Third quarter net income climbed to $4.42 billion. How much of that was your tax dollars is to be determined. A share from $3.59 billion or 82 cents, blah, blah, blah. 22 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg estimated adjusted earnings of 88 cents a share. We expect mortgage credit losses to remain high at these levels for the next several quarters. Like for most of the year. Expecting mortgage credit losses. Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon, 54, said in a statement, if economic conditions worsen, mortgage credit losses could trend higher. Right? Very important. Third quarter revenue fell 11%, blah, blah, blah. Revenues continue to be lower than I expected, said Charles Peabody, an analyst at Portales Partners, LLC. That's a bit disappointing, and you'd like to hear something from management on the conference call today saying the underlying businesses are starting to show improvement. And they're not. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here. The Fed economy, the Fed considers raising inflation expectations to boost the economy. All right, this off of Bloomberg as well. Scott Lanneman and Craig Torres writing for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve policymakers, now listen to the wording in this article, rather interesting. Federal Reserve policymakers may want Americans to expect inflation to accelerate in the future so they spend more of their money now. All right? This is the Edward Bernays School of Marketing. Central bankers seeking ways to boost flagging growth after lowering interest rates almost to zero and buying $1.7 trillion of securities are weighing strategies for raising inflation expectations. You know, you hear at Walmart, you know, falling prices. Well, how about rising prices, all right? As well as expanding the balance sheet by purchasing treasuries, according to minutes of the Fed's September 21st meeting released yesterday. Some Fed officials are concerned that expectations of lower inflation will become self-fulfilling. In other words, they're very concerned that you're not out to Walmart. They're very concerned that you're not out buying more, all right? And so what they're interested in doing is increasing your expectation that prices are going to go up, that we're going to have more and more inflation, steeper and steeper inflation, as opposed to deflation, which is also on the table, all right? So that's important. So you can expect to be hearing more and more on these Bloomberg articles and elsewhere, oh boy, the inflation rate is going, oh my, well, we can see it in the future, all this quantitative easing, you know it's going to happen anyway. You can't loan trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into existence and not have inflation. Well, you might have an inflation on one side and a deflation on the other side. Rather interesting phenomena, nonetheless. But this is what they're talking about. Benjamin, Shalom, Bernanke, and the others, all right? Some Fed officials are concerned that expectations of lower inflation will become self-fulfilling, damping demand by increasing borrowing costs. The Fed is on the verge of actively targeting a higher inflation rate, said Dan Greenhouse, chief economic strategist at Miller Tabak and Company in New York. U.S. stocks advanced, sending benchmark indexes to five-month highs. The dollar fell and gold declined for the first time in 3 days after the minutes were released. Trying to raise inflation expectations is untested in the U.S., they say. I don't know whether that's the truth or not. You know, people have been telling you, stock up, stock up, stock up, stock up, for how long? The policy may backfire if actual inflation drifts higher than the Fed would like, potentially ending gains won in the early 1980s by former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker, who raised interest rates as high as 20% to subdue prices. Remember that? How many of you were bit by that 20% spike there in interest rates back in the 1980s? I certainly was. You couldn't sell a house to save your life. Nobody could take the interest rate on the mortgage. Your credit card's over 25, 30%. Unbelievable. First time in history. That's Paul Volcker for you. All right. Elegant theory. The theory is elegant, but it's unclear in practice whether short-term moves in inflation expectations really drive growth. All right. So what they're talking about here, all right, again, is an untested, at least by Bernanke, all right, Skanky, Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Skanky. They haven't really tested it on this particular generation, so they know whether the people are going to, you know, respond to it or not. Boosting long-term inflation expectations, not real inflation, but expectations, public relations, marketing, more than they lower real interest rates. Bernanke on October the 15th will deliver a speech. October the 15th, just a few days away, a speech on monetary policy objectives and tools in a low inflation environment conference at the Fed Bank of Boston. Some of the panels at the conference will deal with Japan's experience with deflation. All right. So these are things coming down the pike. So we'll watch for that 2 days from now. Let's hear what he has to say at this meeting. And it'll be very interesting to see how the people respond to that. Securitization flaws may lead investors to fight mortgage deals, all right? The continuing saga of the nasty, toxic slime called mortgages in America today. John Gittleson, definitely not Irish, October the 12th, 2010, writing for Bloomberg. Potential paperwork errors on as much as $1.34 trillion of securitized home mortgages may give investors an opening to back out of deals, threatening to unnerve the financial markets, according to Joshua Rosner, managing director at Graham Fisher and Company, okay? Threatening to unnerve financial markets. They ought to be concerned. Maybe they need to be very concerned. Some loans to borrowers with poor credit before 2007 may not have been transferred to mortgage trusts in the manner required by their pooling and servicing agreements. They're having to leak out a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more each day. That raises questions about the ownership of the loans and may allow investors to force lenders to buy back the securities. All right, the security interest is the mortgage. The negotiable instrument there is the note, your promissory note. Rosner wrote to clients in a note yesterday. The failure to include MBS trust names on documents They didn't say who was going to be the creditor here, apparently. The failure to include MBS trust names on documents and to properly assign loans to the trust may encourage MBS holders to challenge the entire securitization rather than press lenders to take back individual loans that were fraudulently issued. So when they bundled them all up in these pools and sold them off to the pensions and sold them off to the various people that got involved in this derivative scam, they didn't put the right names on the documents. That could set off legal fights over almost all subprime MBS sold to investors. Of course, they're not really telling us what MBS means in this article yet. If plaintiffs bring suit, it could rock the market, close quote, said Rosner, 44, in a telephone interview. If courts allow those suits to proceed, that's 110% money there, boys. If courts allowed those suits to proceed, why wouldn't the courts allow those suits to proceed? What would block them from allowing those suits to proceed? If they had the evidence and they had a valid claim in a pleading, why would the courts not allow those suits to proceed? What is it, too big to fail again? And now coming not from Congress, but from the judiciary? If the courts allowed those suits to proceed, it would feel much like 2008, close quote, when the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. led to the biggest market collapse since the Great Depression, he said. Right? Wall Street firms stopped selling almost all so-called private label mortgage-backed securities in 2007 after defaults began to surge on loans to borrowers with poor credits. MBS values, still they haven't defined MBS, we're just supposed to know what this is. Mortgage-backed securities, perhaps? I think so. MBS values plunged as foreclosures climbed. More than 90% of mortgages are now issued by government-sponsored enterprises such as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This doesn't portend well for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're holding 90% of this garbage, or are issued or insured by the federal government. Not looking good here in the ownership society created by Jorge Bush. Here's a quote. We believe that nearly every single loan transferred was transferred to the trust in a blank name. In a blank name, they didn't fill it in. We believe nearly every single loan transferred was transferred to the trust in blank name, Rosner wrote in the note. That is to say, the actual loans were apparently not, as of either the cutoff or the closing dates, assigned to the trust, as required by the securitization agreements. I hope you're getting an understanding of how deep this thing might go. An unraveling of mortgage-backed securities could cripple a housing market, it's not going to be limited to that, already struggling with a freeze in foreclosures prompted by legal challenges to the documents mortgage servicers used to seize homes of delinquent borrowers, said Jeffrey Gundlach, the chief executive officer of Double Line Capital in L.A., quote, if people say that you cannot prove that you own the loan, it could be really cumbersome to untangle, said Gundlach, whose firm manages $5.5 billion in investments, mostly mortgage-backed securities, quote, it has the potential to spiral into much, much more. There have been many twists and turns to the foreclosure process since the credit crisis started, and this is one more turn of the wheel, and it can spin out of control. Buckle up your seats, folks. Things are going to get really hairy in the economy for some time.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices, and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Come, explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And things are ramping up as we move closer to the November election here, November the 2nd, coming up in just a few days now. The U.S. Chamber Chief says no money from foreign donors used in political ads. Now, I mean, this is a little pot calling the kettle black here, but Kristen Jensen, October 12th, yesterday's news, U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Thomas Donohue, that's a genuine Irish name, denied Democratic Party charges that the business lobbying group buys political ads with money from foreign donors, all right? Now, isn't it a little bit specious here or facetious that the Democratic Party would be challenging the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and questioning whether or not they were getting any donations from foreign donors, right? Foreign money came just flooding into Barry the Usurper's administration's campaign, and they didn't seem to mind that at all. But now, you know, the shoe's on the other foot, I guess. Anyway, but the chamber denies it, that the business lobbying group buys political ads with money from foreign donors and promised to ramp up its election activities. It's one of the problems with the Chambres du Commerce, you know, the National Education Association, teachers' unions, the Teamsters, the Carpenters, the rest of them. And they quite a voting bloc, but they can kind of gin up a lot of money from their from all of their union members and all of their affiliate members, and sway politics and public opinion. They do that on a regular basis. And you might say, well, why shouldn't they? You know, that's their representation. Of the more than 200 million in annual review, only a small fraction comes from the chamber's foreign affiliates, and the group has strict financial controls to make sure that money doesn't fund political activities, Donahue said in a letter yesterday to the chamber's directors and partners. Of course, it's really hard these days, with transnational corporations being what they are, to say that the money's not coming from a foreign source. It's also, I would imagine, equally difficult to say that it's coming from a U.S. source for the same reasons. Donahue sent the letter in response to attacks on his group that intensified over the weekend. An ad produced by the Democratic National Committee said the chamber may be taking, quote, secret foreign money to influence our elections, close quote. David Axelrod, top advisor to Barry the Usurper, signaled out the chamber for criticism on CBS's Face the Nation program. This is exactly the same kind of accusations being levied against the Democratic National Committee by the Republicans during the Usurper run. Left, right, left, right, all yo-ho, heave-ho, all the same arguments. Carol Quigley. Give the people two parties so that they have the idea in their mind that they can vote the rascals out, right? I think it's time to abolish the established two-party political system. The foreign money charge is patently untrue, Donahue wrote. It's an effort to buy Democrats to turn around an election stacked against them. And then it continues and it continues. Let's go to the next one here. This is a little opinion poll came out on Bloomberg. Americans see children's future dim in poll as 50% pessimistic, Rich Miller writing. Americans say they have weathered the worst of the longest recession in seven decades. I would say that the Americans haven't a clue as to how worse this longest recession is going to last or get, even as they are pessimistic about prospects for their retirement years. Again, just an indicator of how poorly informed most people are yet. Today, 3 in 5 respondents to the October 7th through the 10th poll say their economic condition has improved recently, or they're confident it will get better. Confidence. Confidence. Keep watching that TV, you're having plenty of confidence. 1 in 3 say things have gotten worse or aren't likely to improve anytime soon. I see hope. But not a lot, says a poll respondent Brian Ridlin, 34, an out-of-work resident of Green Mountain, Arkansas, who wants to learn how to become a barber. That's right. I cut your hair, you cut mine, I take in your laundry, you take in mine. That's service business in America. There are some avenues to improve yourself, but we need more, he says. Some avenues to improve yourself. Become a barber. That's a good one. What optimism there is about the immediate future doesn't carry over. Wait until our man, Brian Ridlin, here figures out the kind of licensing restrictions it takes to become a hairdresser, a barber, a haircutter. Wait till he figures out the taxes of owning his own business. Wait till he gets involved in that. You going to have two chairs in your barber shop or just one? Are you hiring that other person? Are you going to provide them with health insurance? Yeah, cut hair. Yeah, you might better be sticking to doing that in your kitchen on the kitchen floor. And doing it on the side, you know, a little bit of gray marketing there. What optimism there is about the immediate future doesn't carry over to the longer term. Pluralities of those polled say they're not hopeful. They will have enough money in retirement and expect they will have to keep working to make up the difference. More than 50% aren't confident or are just somewhat confident that their children will have better lives than they have. As if that was guaranteed just because you had a birth certificate, right? Take it out sometime. Look at the bottom. Is there a warranty? Flip it over on the back, you know. You got any kind of guarantees there? I don't think so. I don't think they've got a chance, said Brian Rich, 65-year-old retiree with 3 children in their 20s who live in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Or as Jeff from Marksachusetts says, Marksachusetts. He says, I'm very angry at what's going on in this country. Change is being forced upon us. Brian Rich, 65 years old. Change. Change. Change is being forced upon us. A year after the official end of the recession, all right, stop laughing. A year after the official end of the recession, economic growth has slowed, slipping to 1.7% annual pace in the second quarter, blah, 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 blah. Right. Long-term pain? The worst is behind us, but the pain will be felt for a long time, said who? Warren Buffett. Where is he speaking? He's the billionaire chairman of the Omaha, Nebraska. He's the guy that always wears the bow ties. You've seen him before. He said in recorded comments released yesterday at a conference in Israel, quote, "We're inching forward. We're not galloping forward. We're inching forward. The worst is behind us, but the pain will be felt for a long time." Americans are, you know, I wouldn't imagine that he's involved with the Council on Foreign Relations. Americans are responding to the tough times by conserving cash and making do with less over the past couple of years, according to the poll. Almost half say they've started using coupons and change where they shop for groceries and other household items to save money. 44% have cut regular household expenses, such as cable television, bye, telephone, bye, internet service, bye. That just cut off $150 a month right there. 54% have put off a major needed purchase, such as a car. Started doing some chores or home repairs on their own. I hope they're doing chores or home repairs on their own, but I guess some have started to do that. Or figured out ways to drive less. A great way to figure out how to drive less is to take your automobile to the nearest service station and fill it up with fuel. That's enough to convince me not to drive at all. In all, 85% say they've taken some steps to cut costs. 85%. Cutting back. Cutting corners. Blaming Wall Street? Wall Street financial firms and the mortgage industry get the most blame for the country's economic weakness. Americans are more ambivalent about the role that the usurper and the Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke have played, with those surveyed about evenly split between whether these two men have helped the country or hurt the economy. People not too confident there. Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner comes off worse, with 34% saying he's had a negative effect on the economy. Amazing, isn't it? Really gets out there. Versus 20% who says his impact was positive. The rest of the respondents aren't sure. They don't know who Timmy Geithner is, and they don't know what the Treasury Secretary is supposed to do. Of course, they don't know that there's a Secretary of the Treasury, too. That's different. You can look at the two signatures on your Federal Reserve note and figure that one out. Poll respondents disapprove of the government's troubled asset relief program, or the TARP, which was used to provide financial help to banks and automobile companies. Pluralities of more than 40% of those surveyed said the TARP will weaken the economy rather than strengthen it. It goes on, angry at bailouts, small business aid, and so on and so forth. Pretty interesting stuff here. This isn't going to help us out either. Still a lot more to come on the story of the Macondo well. Lifting of the deep water drilling ban fails to win praise for Obama. Obama! Jim F. Stathio and David Weth, my goodness, writing for Bloomberg, the Obama's administration's decision yesterday to lift its ban on deep water drilling ahead of schedule satisfied neither companies nor critics of offshore oil and natural gas exploration. Right? More to this story. It's great for PR right before the elections to come out and say that you've lifted the ban. We'll need to go into this article and find out what Secretary Ken Salazar has to say about it, which we will do right after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy.
The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 13th. Boy, there's no bad luck today. 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com for all of you gold and silver bugs out there. Might jump up on the Kitco website this morning and see just a little bit about what's happening, history being made. Gold futures rising to records on demand for currency alternatives right now. And this is delayed, I believe. We're looking at gold somewhere in the neighborhood above $1,372.50, up $22 on the day. We've got silver standing in here at $23.80, poised to go over $24 today. It's up 49 cents already in early trading. And we're looking down here, scroll down just a little bit further. Crude oil is up $1.25 today at $82.92. The U.S. dollar index is off 13 at 77.17. And yes, we see at 10:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold standing at $1,372.80, up $22.30. Very, very encouraging. Anywho, back to this discussion we were having here prior. We've got a lot of news on the browser today. Lots of discussion back and forth between the political parties and we've got the deep water ban here. This is where I was at. All right, so back to where I was. I just had to look myself. My goodness, sometimes you got to do that. This is back to the Bloomberg news basket. We've got a lot of news on the browser this morning. The lifting of the deep water drilling ban fails to win praises for the usurper. All right, the Obama administration's decision yesterday to lift its ban, this was put out on the 12th yesterday, so this is 2 days old apparently. The Obama's administration decision yesterday, that would be Monday, to lift its ban on deep water drilling ahead of schedule satisfied neither the energy companies nor the critics of offshore oil and natural gas exploration. Drillers are waiting for approval to go back into operation under new rules intended to prevent a repeat of PPPLC's oil spill, all right? And it continues and it goes on and on. Our companies remain doubtful that this announcement is anything more than symbolic until permits are actually issued for new drilling. And it continues. Environmental organizations such as Greenpeace said it was a reckless move to remove the ban before the full impact of the BP spill is known. Well, there's something to that. We still haven't had an honest, open account of what's going on in the Gulf. Maybe we need to see that, too. And companies meet higher standards. Both sides accuse Barry the usurper of playing politics ahead of the November midterm elections. So neither the Greens, you know, or the Browns are happy about this. There's a broader recognition that this is a political move and that activity is not going to come roaring back into the Gulf of Mexico. Colin Gary, an analyst at Raymond James Financial Inc. in Houston, said in an interview, this is more of a token measure. So we'll see how this goes. But they're talking about jacking up the cost of well drilling massively. Here we go, setting a higher bar. I have decided that it is now appropriate to lift the suspension on deep water drilling for those operators that are able to clear the higher bar that we have set, Salazar said on a conference call with reporters. All right, setting a higher bar. That means that fewer and fewer people will be able to compete in the offshore drilling business, basically, and that those that do stay in will have to pay huge bucks. You know, it's like going to the Pope, getting your indulgence. They're still going to be drilling, but they're going to have to pay more. The new rules will add $183 million a year to the cost of drilling on the outer continental shelf. And again, we go right back to the ocean and marine spatial planning system, the United Nations agenda, and the passage or the signing, the executive order that created the National Ocean Council. Now, we've got this Nantucket Sound 25-square-mile lease for wind generators on the map, and we're going to have $183 million a year more coming into the Mineral Management Service to pick up the tab on the oil drilling. Well, find out how that impacts the environment right after this.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we see a continuing escalation in the cost of drilling in deep water, and we're going to say, yes, basically adios to this lengthy article. But if you're at all interested in following the story, it's up on Bloomberg this morning, and it's a very revealing article because it's going to show us, you know, where we're going as far as our ability to provide natural gas and oil for ourselves, you know, in the very near future. U.S., another article off Bloomberg, almost done with the news here. U.S. said to allow a rise in ethanol content in gasoline blends up to 15%. All right? Up to 15%. Now, not every engine out there It was designed to deal with 15% ethanol in their gasoline. The article is going to talk a little bit about that. But the usurper's administration will grant a request from ethanol producers to permit higher concentrations of the corn-based fuel additives in gasoline for vehicles made in 2007 and later, according to a person familiar with the decision. So my question immediately on this article was, okay, so this is what Barry the Usurper is going to do, grant a request from ethanol producers to permit higher concentrations of corn-based fuel additives in gasoline, but only for vehicles made in 2007 and later. So what are we going to do? Have another pump at the gas station and lay this one on the gasoline, you know, service station owner and operator's back? We have to have a special gas pump someplace for 2007 and later vehicles so that they can get their 15% ethanol dose? Or are they just going to sneak it in on you, knowing full well that it's damaging to automobiles built before 2007 to run a 15% blend? They're just going to go ahead and allow it to destroy your engine? Let's get some more out of this article here. The EPA will announce as early as today its decision allowing refiners to blend as much as 15% ethanol into the fuel, up from the current 10%, said the person who spoke on a condition of anonymity, such a weird word, before the announcement. All right? Chicken. Didn't want to give his name out. Ethanol producers such as Archer Daniels Midland Company, wouldn't imagine any of this ethanol is made from genetically modified corn, would you, have pressed the EPA to raise the limit. So there's your lobby group, Archer Daniels Midland, Monsanto, the rest of them, Syngenta. Opponents, including a coalition of oil companies, automakers, and advocacy groups, say adding more ethanol may damage car engines, boost food prices, and hurt the environment. That don't matter to the Barry. Barry likes it. Good for Barry. Somebody probably gave him some Archer Daniels Midland Company stocks for his portfolio. The EPA delayed its decision in December, saying it needed more time to conduct tests on the blend. A decision was again postponed in June, prompting Growth Energy, the ethanol industry trade group seeking the 15% blend, to write to Barry the Usurper expressing frustration with the process. Is that all it takes? Write a letter? Man, I never got that kind of results writing in complaining about the high price of tobacco in America ever since the Usurper added $17 a pound tax to rolling tobacco. But raising the blend ratio will increase demand. Demand for what? Demand for ethanol, of course. Demand for corn. By law, the U.S. must use 12 billion gallons of renewable fuels such as ethanol next year. So because people aren't going to the pumps and people are driving less and less and everybody's cutting corners anywhere and everywhere that they can, in order to meet these demands to use 12 billion gallons of renewable fuels, apparently they're just going to increase the amount of ethanol in the gasoline blend, and to hell with the warnings by the automotive manufacturing companies. All right? Closely held Poet LLC, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is the largest U.S. ethanol producer, followed by the Decatur, Illinois-based Archer Daniels. General Motors, Ford Motor Company, and Chrysler LLC have said the government should be cautious about increasing the ethanol percentage in gasoline. AAA, the nation's biggest motoring organization, said in July 2009 the EPA should reject the Growth Energy request because higher blends may damage exhaust systems, engines, and fuel pumps, and destroy catalytic converters. Valero Energy Corporation, the largest U.S. refiner, and Marathon Oil Company, the largest refiner in the Midwest, are concerned selling gasoline with more of the corn-based fuel additive may leave them liable for engine damage, according to company spokesman. Okay, so the Obama doesn't care. He don't care. He's so green it hurts. U.S. judge finds federal gay marriage ban unconstitutional. We have to spend time on this. Court ruling declaring the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act an unconstitutional violation of states' rights is being appealed by the usurper's administration. imagine that there's any influence there by Elena Kagan, a federal judge who ruled in two cases in Massachusetts that the law defining marriage as being between a man and a woman. We need to have a law like that. I think anybody with a hand mirror and a map could figure that one out. Violated the right of states to regulate marriage. The U.S. Justice Department filed an appeal notice yesterday. Massachusetts began permitting same-sex marriages in 2004 after its highest court ruled that homosexuals had a constitutional right to wed. The state sued the U.S. over the federal law last year. The law also was challenged by a group of homosexual couples who were married in Massachusetts. Well, it just gets worse and worse, I guess, the further down the rabbit hole you go. Here's another one. Oh, do we need to do this one? I don't know. I'll just mention it. It was in Bloomberg. This has been around for a long time, but it's making its way back again. Barry the Usurper is distantly related to two of his most outspoken critics, the Tea Party Sarah Palin and talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, as well as to former President George W. Bush, according to a genealogy website. Family trees revealed that the usurper and Palin, the former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee, are 10th cousins through the common ancestor of John Smith, according to Ancestry.com. Well, you got to find a Smith someplace. About all I can take of that, Ed. Let's go over here to another one. The U.S. military can't enforce the don't ask, don't tell on gay servicemen or members. All right. The U.S. military was ordered to stop discharging homosexuals who revealed their sexual orientation as a federal judge put into effect a ruling that is don't ask, don't tell policy unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips in Riverside, California today ordered the military to, quote, immediately suspend and discontinue any investigation or discharge, separation, or other proceeding against the policy, under the policy against anyone in its command. Phillips ruled last month that the don't ask, don't tell policy was unconstitutional. Today, she rejected the government's request to limit the earlier ruling only to members of the Log Cabin Republicans. Oh, my God. Didn't know there was such a group. The group promoting equal rights for homosexuals that sued the Defense Department to overturn the policy. This order from Judge Phillips is another historic and courageous step in the right direction, a step that Congress has been noticeably slow in taking. Alexander Nicholson, executive director of Servicemen's United, a homosexual troops organization, said in an emailed statement, well, service members united, I'll say so.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, I guess that Usurper has been very, very good to Kenya. Kenya is to spend $1.2 billion doubling Power Grid, building a wind farm link. Would imagine the Usurper's invested in this. Kenya Electricity Transmission Company, the state-owned power grid operator, plans to spend $1.2 billion by 2014 expanding the network to import energy from neighboring Ethiopia and provide a link to a wind farm in northern Kenya. Wind farm in northern Kenya. The project, this is where it's all headed. The project, which mainly will involve the installation of high voltage lines, will more than double the size of the national grid. Joel Kilu, chief executive officer of Ketraco, said in an interview from Nairobi, the capital yesterday, quote, "The capital requirements and planning required to build transmission lines as demand increases is massive." All right, capital requirements and planning required. This is the implementation strategy of Agenda 21. This is capacity building. redistribution of the wealth. We're going to give them all of the technology, and then they'll appeal to the international financial community for the money. But we're working to get access to as many people as possible at the cheapest rates. Well, that's what we're all trying to do there, Bubba. Unfortunately, we're having to subsidize your development. The capital requirements, again, as demand increases, are massive. Ketraco was created by Kenya's government in December 2008 to build and maintain new electricity transmission lines as East Africa's biggest economy looks for ways to provide power to areas where it's high in demand and short in supply. High in demand, short in supply. Kenya, with a population of 39 million, aims to increase installed power capacity by almost ninefold to 9,000 megawatts. All right? You want to hear that one again? Let's go through that more slowly, Mr. Will. Kenya, with a population of 39 million, aims to increase installed power capacity by almost ninefold to 9,000 megawatts over the next 20 years. I guess right now they have installed power capacity of 1,000 megawatts. And they're willing to spend the next 20 years to bring in 8,000 more megawatts while targeting a sustained annual economic growth rate of 10%. The government expects to grow by at least 4.5% in 2010 to 2.6 a year earlier. You're going to grow the government. Nairobi generates more than 60% of the country's gross domestic product. South Africa, the continent's biggest economy, has the capacity to generate about 40,000 megawatts. Well, There you go. Rather interesting article here. A little bit more. And we don't need to go there. Let's go over to here instead and pick up this dude right there. Been championing this for some days. I want to go into this a little bit deeper this morning. This is the fact sheet, the U.S. Global Development Policy. This was released on September the 22nd from the Office of the Press Secretary, White House. Today, the president signed a presidential policy directive. Is that an executive order? I didn't find it. A presidential policy directive on global development. Now, you know, our economy's in the toilet. Everybody's got their belts tightened up just as much as they possibly can. But magnanimous and altruistic Barry the Usurper is moving forward on global development. The first of its kind by a U.S. administration. Boy, I hate to set records and be the first. The directive recognizes that development is vital to U.S. national security and is a strategic, economic, and moral imperative for the United States. All right, global development. It is a national security, strategic, economic, and moral imperative for the United States. It calls for the elevation of development as a core pillar of American power. We're talking about sustainable development. It's called Agenda 21. The United Nations agenda for the 21st century, the elevation of development as a core pillar of American power, and charts a course for development, diplomacy, and defense. You might think about Israel this morning, wrangling over zoning requirements in the occupied territory. Again, it calls for the elevation of development as a core pillar of American power and charts a course for development, diplomacy, and defense to mutually reinforce and complement one another in an integrated, comprehensive approach to national security. Right? So the implementation of Agenda 21 becomes a national security issue. So all of those of us here in my side of the world, my side of the argument, all of those of us that are becoming vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda as it transitions from global to local and finds its way in an Ickley town near you, I guess we've become a national security threat. It provides clear policy guidance to all U.S. government agencies and enumerates our core objectives, our operational model, and the modern architecture we need to implement this policy. Agenda 21. This is the Sustainable Development Program of Action out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992, coming on us and at us. A 21st century development policy. You will notice that nowhere in here will they mention Agenda 21. As our national security strategy states, quote, through an aggressive, be careful, and affirmative development agenda, affirmative action. It's affirmative action under the Democrats. It's voluntary compliance under the Republicans. Means the same thing. Gets you to the same place. It's the dialectic. Through an aggressive and affirmative development agenda and commensurate resources, we can strengthen the regional partners we need. We'll strengthen the regional partners that we need to help us stop conflict and counter global criminal networks. Again, all right, a global criminal network. That would be the United States utilizing Afghanistan to create a rat line through the Vatican, probably for increased amounts of heroin and cocaine and things like that. Counter global criminal networks. Build a stable, inclusive global economy with new resources of prosperity. Advance democracy, that's socialism, we've been through this before, and human rights, and ultimately position ourselves to better address key global challenges by growing the ranks of prosperous, capable, and democratic states that can be our partners in the decades ahead. I mean, this would be the coalition willing, and we're going to create the best alliance that we can here. Development is thus indispensable in the forward defense of America's interests in a world shaped by growing economic integration and fragmenting political power. Growing economic integration and fragmenting political power. By the rise of emerging powers and the persistent weakness of fragile states, by the potential of globalization and risk from transnational threats, and by the challenges of hunger, poverty, disease, and global climate change. Got to throw that one in there. That keeps all the greens happy. The successful pursuit of development is essential to advancing our national security objectives. Security, prosperity, respect for universal values, that's Catholic, and a just and sustainable international order. Welcome to the 21st century. This is your president, and this is a global national policy.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so let's find out what development is all about. You know, you're not going to find the word sustainable development anyplace, the term sustainable development anywhere in this. So they use the word development. They've separated it from sustainable, and yet they're using sustainable development language throughout this whole thing. This is a United Nations directive, of course. All right? Right off the White House. Right out of the White House. But let's find the Brundtland Report and just give us the definition one more time of what is development. Sustainable development. What is it? Development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. So we don't know which future generation that we're saving everything for, but we're saving, all right? We're going to save the whole world for the future. And then what are we supposed to do while we live here today? Well, interesting concept, but they never do answer that question. Development, again, then, is thus indispensable in the forward defense of America's interests in a world shaped by growing economic integration and fragmenting political power. Fragmentation of political powers. Move away from a world with borders to a world without borders. As everyone travels around the planet, like wildebeest or reindeer, looking for a blade of grass to nibble on and a drink of water, we're going to have fragmenting political power. That's something that's happening in Washington, D.C. and in your states today. This is all this 10th Amendment agitation, all about that, fragmenting political power, discrediting the established institutions, you know, the runaway explosion of agencies and things like that. All that's helped to, this is the dialectic, moving you forward into accepting the abolition of existing governments and nation states. This idea of economic integration where, you know, together we can, you know, together we can, but individually we're powerless, right? And it continues. Our investments in development and the policies we pursue that support development can encourage broad-based economic growth. Now, of course, when we were looking at ocean and marine spatial planning, we were looking at a broad-based ecological system. It's like they like that broad base thing. You know, you've got to have a broad base. That's the pyramid waiting for the capstone. Can encourage broad-based economic growth and democratic governance, not governments, democratic governance. That's what we're doing to Iraq and Afghanistan and your state as well, by the way. Facilitate the stabilization of countries emerging from crisis or conflict. Stabilization of countries emerging from crisis or conflict. Of course, you know who creates the crisis and the conflict. We do. Alleviate poverty by blowing their infrastructure to hell. That's something we do as well. And advance global commitments to the basic welfare and dignity of all humankind by spreading as much depleted uranium as we can in all countries that we don't like. I added that, of course. Without, here it is, sustainable development. My goodness, I was wrong. It is listed right here. Without sustainable development, meeting these challenges will prove impossible. It seems like we've had a little bit of an impact since 2004. We started railing against sustainable development and exposing this to the light of day. And now the president's coming out very strongly in support of sustainable development. Meeting these challenges will prove impossible. Through the presidential policy directive, they say here President Obama has made clear, isn't he making things clear all the time? Let me make this perfectly clear. I want to be perfectly clear on this. I'd like to be perfectly clear. I'm completely transparent. I'm a glasnost, wouldn't you say? Where leaders govern responsibly. Where's that going to happen? Set in place good policies and make investments conducive to what? To development. They make investments conducive to your life or mine. No, it's to development. And who are we talking about? We're talking about the environmental and developmental concerns. We're talking about General Electric. We're talking about Vesta, right? Monsanto, all the rest of the companies that have been promoted in the news this morning. Where leaders govern responsibly. They're always responsible. We know they're responsible. They're the ones that signed up. They're getting paid. But there's no accountability. Set in place good policies and make investments conducive to development. Sustainable outcomes can be achieved. Where those conditions are absent, it is difficult to engineer sustained progress. Social engineering. You've heard the term. They're just coming right out and telling you. It is difficult to engineer sustained progress, no matter how good our intentions or the extent of our engagement. The president's approach to global development addresses the new strategic context faced by the United States through the following three pillars. Okay, so we've got all these pillars. You know, it's like going back to Solomon and Solomon's temple. A policy, here's the first one, a policy focused on sustainable development outcomes that places a premium on broad-based economic growth, democratic governance, game-changing innovations. You need to be very careful about that, game-changing innovations. Pay very, very close attention. We need to be very, very quiet because we are hunting rabbits. Be very careful about those game-changing innovations and sustainable systems for meeting basic human needs. That's plank one. Here's the next pillar. A new operational model that positions the United States to be a more effective partner and to leverage, whatever that means, our leadership. Leverage our leadership. A new operational model, kind of sounds like Thomas P. Barnett to me, a modern architecture that elevates development and harnesses development capabilities spread across government in support of common objectives. Strategic language here. So those are the three pillars. You can find this up on the internet. You can go up to the whitehouse.gov and find these. The presidential policy directive seeks to forge a new and lasting bipartisan consensus on development policy. Bipartisan. You don't tell us who the other one is, but it's bipartisan. Oh, well, that's Republicans, Democrats. Maybe that's what they mean. A bipartisan consensus. Left, right. On development policy within the broader context of our national security strategy. It builds and formalizes many core tenets of the development agenda, what we're getting close now, Agenda 21, set in place by recent administrations. That would be Jorge Bush and William Jefferson Clinton and Al Gore. While embracing new priorities and approaches that respond to the challenges we now confront. A policy focused on sustainable development outcomes. Over the last several decades, trade-offs among competing development objectives have been made implicitly rather than explicitly. In other words, they're saying it rather than writing it and doing it. There's no contract. And the effectiveness of U.S. development efforts has been weakened as a result. Barry the Usurper will focus U.S. development efforts to maximize the impact of our investments and policies. Moving forward, the United States will... Here's a few things they will foster the next generation of emerging markets by enhancing our focus on broad-based economic growth and democratic governance. Economic growth is the only sustainable way to accelerate development and eradicate poverty. They haven't mentioned women, children, and indigenous people yet, but they probably will. The United States will elevate broad-based economic growth as a top priority. Ensuring that our investments and policies are guided by rigorous assessments of what the U.S. can do to help countries achieve sustainable growth. All right. What is the U.S.? It's that corporation, that corporate entity. And they're going to ensure that their investments and policies are guided by rigorous assessments. Increase the focus of resources, policy tools, and engagement in support of select countries and sub-regions where the conditions are right to sustain progress. He didn't mention Alabama or Louisiana here. He didn't mention Washington or Idaho or Montana. No. What we're going to do instead is we're going to increase the focus of resources, policy tools, and engagement in support of select countries and sub-regions like the Sub-Saharan Africa, where the conditions are right to sustain progress. What the hell's wrong with the Midwest? What did we do? to get on the wrong side of the usurper here. Use U.S. leadership in the multilateral development banks, UN agencies, other international organizations, other donors, foundations, non-governmental organizations, the private sector, and other stakeholders to deploy the full range of our development tools and policies at our disposal. Like public-private partnership here? Fascism on steroids or what?
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So for a lot of people who don't understand what's happening, you know, this is a place that you can always go to try and figure it out. You know, if you go and look at Agenda 21, you get your eyes on the actual documents, the real plan of what's going down, the global biodiversity assessment, etc. It makes it far more easy to understand what's happening in the news if you know the direction that they're actually going with all of this. And it couldn't come any more forcefully or more clear, to be perfectly clear, than to get it right straight from the White House website, you know. But this is what's happening. Increasing public funding while securing more private funding for development-focused research, including by capitalizing new models for innovation and bringing sustainable models to scale, whatever that means, increasing it, expanding it, using our leadership bilaterally and multilaterally. So these are agendas. These are treaties. This is like across borders, between within nations and among nations, where the nation is no longer there. We've already fragmented government, remember? This is where we're heading. Using our leadership bilaterally and multilaterally to foster, highlight, and reward innovation. Reward innovation. Increasing developing countries' creation and utilization of science and technology, and removing impediments to innovation faced by the private sector. All right? We're going to remove these impediments, you know, like the smoke that gets in the eyes of the sub-Saharan African women when they're cooking because they haven't been able to figure out how to make or why you would want to have a chimney in their kitchen. As they sit there and they bat their way through the smoke while they're, you know, burning a side of wildebeest or something. I don't know. Place greater emphasis on building sustainable capacity in the public sectors of our partners and at their national and community levels to provide basic services over the long term. And we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. And people are calling for third parties and fourth parties and sixth and eighth and 16 and 24 parties. Let's try that one. Let's use the multi-party system of Europe, you know, as long as we're going to be a socialist country. Or maybe we should just go back to the Politburo at work for Stalin. I guess we have that already. But place greater emphasis on building sustainable capacity in the public sectors of our partners. Strengthening government, continuity of government, and at their national and community levels. Localism. To provide basic services over the long term. Interconnected, interoperable. Visit with Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com, and fill your eyes with some of the documents she's gathered there. The United States will continue to provide medicine, emergency food aid, humanitarian relief, and other assistance where it is desperately needed, except in the United States. But we will also strive to help increase the capacity of our partners to meet those needs by investing in systemic solutions for service delivery, public administration, and other government functions. I guess we'll just buy the best enemies that money can buy. A focus on sustainability and public service sector capacity will be central to how the United States approaches humanitarian assistance and our pursuit of the objectives set out in the Millennium Development Goals. See how the circle always comes back around on this broadcast? We were talking about the Millennium Development Goals just a couple of weeks ago. Just filling in all the parts that are missing, connecting all the dots day by day by day. Do take advantage of the archives, won't you? Tailor development strategies in stabilization and post-crisis situations to the context of the challenges. It's kind of what we're doing in Afghanistan and Iraq, right? In Haiti, in Chile, and other places. Balance our civilian and military power to address conflict, instability, and humanitarian crises. Right? Balance our civilian and military power to address conflict, instability, and humanitarian crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Does this sound like Rome or something? How did all this fall on our backs? Well, it came via Agenda 21, the Fabian socialist model, incrementalism, all right? Pursue development strategies that are appropriate to the circumstances and program resources accordingly, taking into account our core interests and the importance of linking our investments to a long-term strategy. Utilize development expertise in the design of interventions, the design of interventions, and adopt metrics, whatever that's supposed to mean, appropriate to our objectives and the context against which we can measure progress. And this has nothing to do with the United States, you see. This is our involvement or interference with the global system. Hold all recipients of U.S. assistance accountable for achieving developmental results. Of course, we're not going to hold our United States Congress and the president and all of the various agencies and all of our states and our counties accountable for achieving development results, but we will hold foreign countries accountable. We're only responsible in the United States. We hold others to account, and we back it up with the force of arms or sanctions. We must hold accountable all countries to which the United States provides assistance. Why don't we just stop providing assistance, including those to which we have provided substantial assistance over years or decades, like Israel? The United States will seek sustained development progress consistently. I guess we're not going to stop the developments over there in Gaza. Seek sustained development progress consistently, even in those countries where our assistance efforts have been driven largely by other strategic considerations, like getting all of their natural resources, and give greater attention to pursuing policy reforms essential for development, including through diplomatic engagement. As our caller from California the other day mentioned, you know, this is your economic hitman, John Perkins, and the jackals that follow when the economic hitman is not successful in stealing all of the natural resources and sources of mineral wealth from other countries. And it continues, and it continues, and it continues. A new operational model. The effectiveness of our development policy will derive in large measure from how we engage, from our ability to take into account the complexity of development challenges and the changing development landscape, and from our commitment to incorporate development expertise and an orientation towards results. Moving forward, the United States will, and then it just lists more of the things that the United States, that's that corporation, the government of the United States, all caps, the U.S. the U.S., be more selective about where and in which sectors it works. The United States cannot do all things, do them well, and do them everywhere. Instead, the U.S. must focus its efforts in order to maximize long-term impact. The United States will make hard choices about how to allocate attention and resources across countries, regions, and sectors as we go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt, and our people become more and more impoverished, and the quality of our life goes down and down and down. Demand greater focus from assistance programs within countries, especially those with small programs. Reallocate resources in support of those efforts that yield the greatest impacts. Underscore the importance of country ownership and responsibility. Where our ownership, they're going to be responsible, all right, and they're going to own it, all right. Country ownership. Underscore the importance of country ownership. Shall we just own Chile, Brazil, Argentina, China, Russia, Greece, Italy, Spain, Ireland? Where will it stop? Or is this the British Empire again? Respond directly to country priorities, making new investments in line with established national strategies and country development plans based on broad consultation. Anybody check out the IMF meeting the other day on C-SPAN? Ostensibly the most brilliant financial minds on the planet. They might as well just been having tea and eating crumpets for all that they actually accomplished. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.